The local police car showed up. Arctor gave his deposition as a witness without identifying himself as a law enforcement officer. The cop took down his statement and tried to take one from Kimberly as the complaining party, but what she said made no sense. She rambled on and on about the pair of boots and why she'd gotten them, how much they meant to her. The cop, sitting with his clipboard and sheet, glanced up once at Arctor and regarded him with a cold expression that Arctor could not read but did not like anyhow. The cop finally advised Kimberly to get a phone and to call if the suspect returned and made any more trouble.
Oh, did you note the slash tires? Arctor said as the cop started to leave. Did you examine her vehicle out there on the lot and note personally the number of tires slashed?
Casing slashes with a sharp instrument, recently made.
There's still some air leaking out?
The cop glanced at him again with the same expression and left with no further comment.
You better not stay here, Arctor said to Kimberly. He should have advised you to clear out. I asked if there was some other place you could stay.
Kimberly sat on her seedy couch in her debris-littered living room, her eyes lusterless again, now that she had ceased the futile effort of trying to explain her situation to the investigating officer. She shrugged.
I'll drive you somewhere, Arctor said. Do you know some friend you could—
Get the fuck out! Kimberly said abruptly with venom, in a voice much like Dan Mancher's, but more raspy.
Get the fuck out of here, Bob Arctor! Get lost, god damn it! Will you get lost?
Her voice rose shrilly and then broke in despair. He left and walked slowly back down the stairs, step by step. When he reached the bottom step, something banged and rolled down after him. It was the can of Drano. He heard her door lock, one bolt after another. Futile locks, he thought. Futile everything. The investigating officer advises her to call if the suspect returns. How can she without going out of her apartment? And there, Dan Mancher will stab her like he did the tires. And, remembering the complaint of the old folks downstairs, she will probably first step on and then fall dead into dog shit. He felt like laughing hysterically at the old folks' priorities. Not only did a burned-out freak upstairs night after night beat up and threaten to kill and probably would soon kill a young girl addict turning tricks, who no doubt had strep throat if not much else besides, but in addition to that...